This is CliffCentral.com.
Should we call your guest?
Call your guest inside.
What time does this thing start, Ryan?
It's now, Dave. Is it even
starts
on?
When?
It starts just now.
Okay, call our guest inside, please. We've got Emilio Tobias on the show today. He's going to join us. Martin Evans is going to join us from Cape Town, giving us a little roundup. And close the door there, Emilio, so we get some action. Or should we leave it open so there's no smells? Oh, before us today, they had the Bubbly show, Hubbly.
I saw there was some smoking show.
Yeah, there was Hubbly. They were testing out different tobaccos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's some cowbell.
Is this your song?
It's going to be, this is our song. This is forever. Big. Okay. How you, Ryan?
I'm good in you, Uncle Dave.
Uncle Dave. Emilio, how are you?
I'm good in you, Uncle Dave.
Put your ears on.
Cool.
So Emilio's taking time off his actual job to be here with us, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to have you in this, out of work.
I'm doing it for Instagram followers. Hopefully you guys
are. Is that what you're doing this for? Well, I'm going to have to ask you to leave then.
You're doing it for the love of the game.
I thought you...
The love of the podcast game.
Couldn't wait to come back.
Listen to the show already follow me.
So at work, are they listening to you? Are they listening?
I asked them to.
Listen, will you take $100 for my kids' soapbox derby charity thing, please?
No. Okay. I don't have any kids. I don't owe your kids anything.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, so you have a real 9-to-5 proper job. Where do you work?
I work in Parktown. Okay, I work for...
What's the company called?
The National Ports Authority.
The National Ports Authority in Parktown? Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
It's the state office.
That's
we
weird.
Run the ports
yeah,
remotely.
It is a bit weird.
That's weird.
I know it doesn't necessarily have to be near a port, but it makes sense to be close to one. It does. It you would assume.
Yeah, wrong. You'd assume, but we're doing just fine. All the qualified people.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit.
I knew I was going to see Richie today. How did
you know what?
I drove past Lily's Leaf and I thought of you.
It's like a colored force.
Yeah.
You felt his presence.
Eric
like,
says.
Like how I know Eric's not coming.
Now, Eric says he's down the road, so. What a pleasant surprise.
There we go. Where were we coming out? We're coming out of the toilet. Jeepers. Rishli, are you talking?
What's happening?
Can you guys? Hello.
Hey, Rishli.
Rishli Benoit is joining us for some reason.
Absolutely.
We don't care.
I was in the neighborhood.
Thank you. You literally are in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
He lives around the corner.
He's always in the neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so his neighborhood.
Why do we sound all crap this morning?
It's not. We sound amazing.
Okay. David's just touching things.
So what are we talking about today, Rishli?
We are talking about technology.
Well, we kind of had a chat the other day with comedians. After Comedy Con...
Oh, yeah.
Were you there?
I was at ComedyCon, yes.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
What did you want to get? Because I know you're trying to get Instagram followers out of this thing.
So what did you want to get out of
it? What did you want to get out of ComedyCon?
Do you know, like, comedy is, like, tough because so many people hold on to so much insights. So I was hoping to get, like, a lot of insights.
Exactly.
On how to move to the next step. Why do you need for this?
So type? in other fields, so say now you in the HR or PR field, there are forums where you can go and say, how do we do this? How do we do that?
Yeah,
do that?
Yeah, yeah.
And yet with comedy, it seems like almost like a secret. Yeah.
It is a secret because everybody is after the same pie. So I think
sometimes in
the
heads
they are. The secret is, and this is the plain old secret I got at ComedyCon, is get on with it.
Yeah,
get on with
yeah.
your own race. Stop trying to race against another
Did
community.
You leave?
No, that's what Hendrik Verwoerd said. Go on with your own race. That's not what anyone said.
Yeah, you mustn't mix. You mustn't mix your race.
Don't mix the race.
No, but don't. Also, it isn't a race. Yeah. It's a marathon. It's a little thing, and
it's
you do it,
really,
and you get one little thing, and you get one little thing, and you get another thing.
Because everybody does it differently, you know. Like for me, it's like I can never be Dave Levinson or Emilio or anybody. I can never be anybody. So you have to choose your niche, I guess. As much as we're all playing to the same crowd all the time, I think everybody has their own thing. So I can't be Robbie or you have a 10-year-old.
You find young comedians maybe inspired and. To want to be or aspire and are inspired by Robbie and want to be like him because they see maybe a measure of success, young comedians.
A measure of success, yes, but he does it the way he does it. Carvin does it the way he does it. Dumiso Lindy does it the way he does it. Sfiso Nene, like everybody does it the way they do it because that's how their lives are designed. You know what I mean? Like you have a kid, you can't be Robbie.
You can't just pack up and go to England for the weekend.
You can't go and sleep away for the, like 5 days randomly.
Couch trips.
Or whatever. You can't do that, right? No. So therefore your life determines... Okay, I'm just using Robbie as an example because he's my boy, right?
Oh.
And we all can see what he does because he posts it all the time.
Yeah.
But what he does, or what Jason does, or anybody, for example, yeah, it's always going to be different because your life already is different. It's not like being, like you said, like being in IT or being HR's manager.
Go
where
for training.
You go and you get to work at 8 and you leave at 4. If you've got 12 yeah, children at home, nobody gives a
and
fuck.
And also, there's programs
that.
With instant. If you work at a big company, there are places where you have to go. So learn this thing and we'll, yeah, we'll, you measure up one more. And then there's got a thing called the ceiling where you actually have.
And you get maternity leave.
Yeah, and you
if
get,
you're having a kid.
You get a little bit of stuff paid. RA gets paid.
Exactly.
So, well, that's what it kind of made me think about this show is when we left Comedy Con, there were ideas given to us. I want to know if we are using them. Because one of the guys that really made sense to me was go find out how your social media works,
mm-hmm,
learn the things. Find a few apps that you can do and start filming your stuff. Get it out there.
True.
Don't great edit content. Yourself. We edit ourselves so much.
But I found a lot, personally, I found there's like a lot of smoke and mirrors in that. Okay, call me a cynic, but I find everything you want to learn and everything you want, like you're saying, there's black and white in other areas, but in comedy it can never be black and white. So that secret that we're speaking of, I think when I left there, it was still there.
Slight secret. Yeah.
The smoke was like the mirrors
were
up in the smoke.
How do you feel
up.
About seeing? Okay, who's in Canada at the moment doing Just for Laughs?
Look, Madinga was.
Yeah, Gola, Madinga. I saw Skalk. Was Skalk performing?
Skalk was there.
Skalk was there. I think he got a few shows.
Demisa Lindy was there.
Yeah.
Riyad Musa. Also,
they were just hanging, I think.
Is it? No, I think Riyad was filming.
I think
Okay.
Demisa was just hanging out.
From what I saw, Skalk did get on a few shows.
Okay.
So now that's a very fine achievement. That's almost one below, say now, call it what Trevor did. Being at Just for Laughs Festival, that's a 34-year-old festival. That's a proper established festival. There's no way you can even compare it with something we do here.
Yeah.
So how do you feel when you see those comics doing that?
Inspired.
Are you inspired?
Very inspired, yeah.
And you know them personally? Have you met?
I've Mandinga mostly. Okay. I mean, the others, no, not really. Okay. But yeah, because Trevor was the sort of outliner. Okay, that's like a one in a million. But now that the average man... To say,
wow,
no,
I'm not in that
not average comedy.
No, do you know what I mean? It's
don't generalize.
He's opened the gates, and now it's possible. Would you have ever thought it was possible for a South African comedian?
Luisa's one post was perfect. He said in his mind he could see himself in New York, and he was there at the comedy club, and he just always knew
I saw
he was going to do it.
Yeah.
And he said, like, trust yourself. Like, this is where he wanted to be. The surrealness of
Madinga.
It is.
It makes it like Madinga, easier for me to trust myself now. Makes me want to save up for a plane ticket.
Because you did, before you wouldn't have thought it possible, hey?
Not exactly.
Like, you know, when I recognized that this possibility was, I wasn't even doing comedy that time. I was just kind of, I used to watch comedy all the time. Oh. I was into comedy, like just as a person watching it all the time. And I went to Sibaya in Durban, and I saw it was Koki Falco, he's from Durban.
Yeah.
And then it was Gola, and it was Russell Peters, and it was somebody else. But for me, when I
Darren
saw...
Darren Moore, maybe.
No, it wasn't that.
Darren the Wicked Simpson.
No, there's no...
Real comedians.
Yeah, there's funny guys. And... But then I watched it, like, because Russell Peters was not that he was out of reach. He was, like, barely unknown kind of a thing. And when he started making, we knew about him from, like, cell phone videos that we'd see of his clips, right? And
I know, like, from when I was in grade 8, 2006.
And you'd see, like, little clips of him and, like, oh, Russell Peters. And he did, like, all his little bits. Mm. And he wasn't big or anything. But he was kind of, for me, like, not somebody I would aspire to be next to or to ever see, because I'm like, he's so far away. He's some guy trying to make it in the world. And then while I was watching his DVDs, I saw him there next to Lois Ogola.
There he is.
Doing jokes. Then I was like, oh shit.
It changes everything.
It's that close for the. Because for me, even Gola was like, yo, these guys are amazing. I didn't know anybody. I was just like, just buying a ticket.
That's the other thing that guy said at Comedy Con. Your phone brings the whole world closer.
Right, exactly.
So those Russell Peters people that were in, they didn't exist. Wow, I'm never going to meet that guy.
Yeah.
Now you can. You can put a clip up here.
But that man is big.
That he'll see.
He's not like necessarily like a celebrity or that famous.
That's what I'm saying. But like,
he fills those stadiums, bro.
He
does in England and in Canada. And
he's made that. He's made that transition. But like when I first saw him, he was a guy I would see on my phone, and like Eddie Spears, seeing that guy perform at the festival.
Who?
Eddie Spears, the guy that used to do DMX impersonations and stuff. Even seeing him, it's like, it's surreal in a way that we always, like,
and
everyone is sharing that
he
thing.
He comments on South African things. If you say something on Twitter, he'll like it and comment on it.
Yeah, so he was, you know what I mean? Because, like, those guys that used to just be video clips.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say now from today, the game has changed. There's no longer this dream, this surrealness.
Yeah.
So now what are you doing to climb on board?
Are you talking about on holistically or personally?
Personally. So now the things exist, right? No more. There's no more. It's almost like the whole thing shifted.
It has shifted. But it's like for me, as having this conversation with Rob's as well, because like you know when you first came to Joburg, I came here in 2010. Getting into comedy meant like five things, right? You had to Johnny Taffy had to see you at the Underground, Kibuka had to watch you.
What is Kibuka's like position in the industry?
We call him the Oracle, bro. Like Kibuka's the one guy that if he listens to you, he can tell you who you are and which direction you can go.
Oh, okay.
And that was what he did. And he ran a club called the Blues Room, where it was Gola, Trevor Noah used to perform there, Eugene Kwoza, Kagiso Lodiga.
The Madrian Centurion, man.
Sanson. So yeah. I just came here. I was here like a week or 2 weeks, and Robbie's like, "Yo, we gotta do the Blues Room. Come check it out." And I'm like, "Yo, bro, these guys, I would never ever thought I'd sit with them, right?" That's how I got to know them. Then they had to see you at the Underground, and then Kibuka happened to see me at the Underground. Then he liked me. Then he put me on at the Blues Room. Then the Blues Room. Then now you're performing at Kegs and then dudes are on TV on the Pure Nazi show.
Mm.
Then I'm like, then it takes you to the next level. Then I met Levinson and all these. Remember, I met you at the Underground as well. You just come from, I think, Cape Town.
Cape Town, yeah.
So like, exactly, but that period, 2010. Yeah, that period was just like, everything was just molding into something. And then, but like now it's grown to a point where those people don't have to see you, right? Yeah. John doesn't have to see you or anybody or Madinga or whatever. You can go to Pretoria, start doing comedy in Pretoria and do some Mashabela's gigs. They're filling out the grand arenas, bro.
Yeah.
And they don't even come to Joburg. People from Joburg don't even know Mashabela, for argument's sake.
They don't.
And yet he's filling out 1,000 seats, 1,500 seats, whatever.
Let's do a mic test on Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Hello, Eric.
Hi.
When does the podcast start?
It started a while ago already. I'm late today. I'm very late. I apologize.
No, we like to know.
Traffic.
East Rand, eh?
Good old traffic from the East Rand sections, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I also had that. Had a truck.
Even worse, you have to push your car.
But I left early so I can come use the Wi-Fi and just upload my apps.
Let me see if I'm still good.
What's your favorite app?
Well, we're trying to think about it today of stuff. And the first thing I spoke to Ryan about is I said, what he said, no, I'm not a much of an app guy. And then we kind of mentioned, so it'll be WhatsApp, your banking apps.
Yeah. Social media.
And then you got Evernote.
And then Evernote.
And so Netflix.
I know Rishu loves. I use it every day.
Oh, is Netflix an app on you? You actually download
it? Yeah, I download the stuff on you, and then I have an adapter that I use that I connect to the TV.
Okay. I also have Netflix.
But then you've got to have some really cool Wi-Fi at home.
No, I don't have Wi-Fi. That's what I'm saying. I download straight to the phone. So it stores on the phone, and then I just plug in the HDMI adapter, and then I watch
it. So when I'm here, I'll load up the podcast from the week that I've been suggested to listen to. Does it pixelate? Does it?
I recently downloaded.
No, it come through at 105.
What year are you living in? 2001.
No, like, if you take a phone cool video HD quality and you play it on your TV.
No, you're downloading from Netflix.
You're downloading from Netflix.
Listen, I know.
And it's an HDMI adapter.
So now here's what I'm asking.
Go.
That thing is probably 720p and it's,
no, it's
full
not.
HD.
This is
on your
4G,
phone.
Bro.
On your phone. Yeah. You can download the 4K video on your phone.
So let's put the first question. Internet provider at home. Have you
don't
got
make like it was a stupid question.
No, we didn't mean need stupid questions.
We have to. When's the last time you had a video pixelated?
Let's ask stupid questions later. This guy, he says to us, how come it takes 3 gigs? To load the podcast. And this is Rishley.
It was fucking me up, bro. Like, for days, I'm looking. Every time I wanted to listen, I was like, I can't waste 3 gigs. I need to find out, man. Why is it saying
like 22 megabytes, isn't it?
No, again, one podcast about 28.
His phone was saying that it's switching to 3G data.
And but it kept saying
it's using 3G data, and it looked
now
like...
Now, who's the fool now? Now, who's the fool?
But it's like, using...
It's the wording.
3G data. I'm like, 3 gigs of data? What the fuck is that? Then I kept going off. I'm like, nah, this is
I wonder how many other people think the same thing, and they're like, I'm not downloading this podcast.
I mean, not many.
That's why we're losing followers, bro. You need to write it.
No, the most of followers are in the room
22
now.
22 megs of data. Then I'll be like, oh, that's fine. Because I kept going, 3 gigs. How much did this not
that's some bullshit.
We actually count, the whole thing is filmed onto your phone. Okay, so internet provider at home, have you got something that you really have used that you think is like, you said Telkom was like
Yeah.
We are going to mention products, but we're not trying to punt anyone.
Yeah.
And you at home, have you got a fiber
MTN Wi-Fi router. No, no.
Normal.
Yeah, just.
I also have a
Telkom LTE, which is like a bit of a flop because I moved to a new area.
So the area hasn't got the right.
It's not that good because when you get a contract, they check where you stay and they're like, okay,
yeah, they give you like a coverage.
Fine.
Yeah.
You are fine there. Yeah, now I moved.
You move with the same contract.
Now you're not so fine.
Now it's not so good.
So you got how many more months? Like 18 months? It's a bad relationship now. Now you've seen it.
My 2-year thing was ending like last month and I started a new one. But
oh, man.
I like to punish myself.
So the LTE is the jobby on the wall. It's not
but
a
little
the,
modem. Yeah. But you've got a dongle.
No, it's gonna move around.
It's a router. LTE
but if there's
router.
Some coordinator, you should just get yourself a mobile dongle, then you can use your thing anywhere else.
No, but you don't want to be sitting at the bus stop having a wink.
Oh, do you know what that thing has?
Yeah,
that thing has
they frown upon that.
My new router came with a battery.
There we go.
Jeepers. So I don't need to plug it in again.
So put it on the roof.
I roofied my router.
Put it in the ceiling.
But yeah, that's like I also had I had a Vodacom one that didn't ever work in at home.
Same
but
here.
I just got the mobile shit. So every time I roll, I just like threw it in my backpack or whatever, and I was completely.
But then you had to charge it as well.
I was
the little square.
The little square one. Yeah, yeah.
Not the round the eggs. I actually have about 9 modem. Now over the years, every time they give you a new one,
I wonder what to do with the old one.
I throw them in the drawer.
I've got them in my cubbyhole.
I wish maybe we can speak to like a Nyaope guy and like, where do you sell your stuff? Yeah. And get rid of these.
Dial up
modems. That's why we invited you to the show.
For my insights. Okay, cool.
Wow. But you haven't got. There's nothing wrong with you. Are you cool?
Yeah, you see, none your bed.
just look like.
There's nothing wrong with you. Cool.
Yeah, it's a good
fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
Really, my mother actually doesn't drink really.
The apps on our phone.
The apps on our phone.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so apps on
I recently phones. Downloaded Minesweeper.
I'll kill you.
I got Snake.
I'm a boss of. I actually have Minesweeper as well, but I deleted it when I changed my phone because you know when you get a new phone, you don't put all. I don't put all apps one time.
Okay.
Yeah. I reintroduced him as the time goes by. I'm like,
so it's almost like an old friend. You're like, hey, you remember?
Only put it on when you miss it.
Yeah, I'm like, Facebook. I put it on.
So the theory with apps is that if you got 100 apps, you only use 6 of them daily.
The app I'm on the most is eBay.
Okay. eBay. What is your interest? What are you buying?
I buy vintage sneakers.
Okay.
And have they been worn or still
yeah,
in
vintage
box?
As in secondhand sneakers.
No,
they have those packages. They're not worn.
In box.
I'll show you one.
And how much is that? Yeah.
I bought one yesterday. This is a
how much
Ivan Lendl tournament editions. Mm. The center court shoes.
Is that when someone wants to use your techies? Ivan Lendl, your
techies. So I've got
how much was that? Bro?
I think it's borrowed.
We can't talk about that on the
this is on radio
on the podcast
because like, we'll know how much you earn.
I still want gigs, bro.
Yeah,
I'll give you 3 gigs.
All 3.
You at home? Have you got data?
We got I think ADSL.
On what one?
On Telkom. It's not uncapped. And the other night, the internet just shut down and we phoned them. We were like, why is it not working?
You got landlines and internet
you
and it's
all
not
your stuff.
Kept. And it's kept.
Yeah, it's only two at like 100 or 200 gigs. Anyway, we phoned them and we were like, the internet's down.
But you're
and
a family
like,
at home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're like, you know, you've run out. Fuck.
Because I don't even have that at home. I use my phone as a hotspot.
200 gigs. That's
but
a,
even
that's
if
a
like,
lot.
If you uncapped, like, they phone you after a while, like, hey, bruh, like, we know it's uncapped and all that.
But they're
taking a piss.
But don't they bottleneck you?
Hey,
so what they do is they allow you to use, let's say, for argument's sake, you have 200 gigs, like you said, right?
Yeah, they allow you to use
when
it at the full line speed.
For, like, the first 100 or something. Then once you hit
then you just slow the line
the
speed
soft cap, then
they throttle
it. They throttle you and then they keep slowing it down until eventually you're on.
On 1 megabyte.
It's like a dial-up modem.
You are buffering.
Until it pixelates.
But then yours is smart then. And download when you have the Wi-Fi in areas like this.
I only download where I can connect.
So
I don't
Cliff,
have to
Cliff
play
Central
for
every Friday,
yeah,
you get the whole
Cliff
week's
Central
worth of watching.
And then Melrose Arch Fridays and Saturday nights.
On Telkom, not that we're advertising, on Telkom you get free Netflix, free streaming.
I was about to ask you the same thing. So you paid a subscription for Netflix.
Yeah.
And then you just roam people's Wi-Fi downloading.
Yeah, but I download on my phone, so it's not.
And your IP address is South African, so it's a South African version of Netflix.
Yeah,
it's cool.
And who was the sponsor for Comics Choice that you're speaking about? Who was that? That was Chats.
Chats Connect, yeah.
Are they doing that? Is that a separate system?
No idea, man.
But it was
what
like
about
for you. I remember Vodacom had that for you thing. It's like,
check how much is this thing.
Yeah, so that's how I do
myself.
No, okay, now you can tell. That's not a coin pie there.
Emilio Tobias, the reason why you are here is that I saw you punting a playbook app. It's not an app yet.
It's not an app yet. I don't know those people. Like, Jesus. It's like you sign.
But you registered. You sent them clips. You sent them your CV. You sent them your bio.
No, actually, that's very like you can.
It's called Playbook Hub.
Playbook Hub now?
We're hearing about it now.
Yeah.
You sign up. You create a profile. You list like all your services, and it's for all people in the entertainment industry.
Okay, so there's bands, DJs, everything.
DJs, singers.
Oh, cool.
So immediately, comedians. That's a little bit not niche. It's a little bit wide. The net.
Yeah.
So in terms of a client sitting in a boardroom like this, and they want a, they've got a function coming up. Mm-hmm. They want some drummers to play at the entrance.
They have a budget.
MC. You got a budget. Yeah. They blew the budget. Some of them blew the budget on sneakers.
You show your rate cards and all those things.
So you have is your rate card on there?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's important.
What's your rate? Know, yeah, honestly, I didn't know those.
What's
people
your rate,
were gonna,
Amelia?
You can go and check it and then book me.
let's book him now.
If Richly doesn't tell us how much he bought those sneakers for, you're never finding out.
Mm. It's kind of weird though, because a client said to me, why don't comedians have a fixed rate? So I said to her, so why would you have a fixed rate for a product that isn't
consistent?
So why would you have a fixed rate?
It's like phoning a plumber. Understand. Like, if a plumber comes in, I charge 500 rand. Yeah, but I want you to do the whole house. Yeah.
We're paying 500. Paying the same amount for Beyonce.
I try to explain that each comedian will do a different thing. So if you want me to MC a function from 9:30 in the morning till 5 at night, that's completely different rate to just doing 5-10 minutes of comedy.
Yeah.
They couldn't get that. Mm. Like, no man, I just want your rate. So I said, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Am I arriving? Must I arrive there at 6? Like, you know, that's call times.
Yeah. You must be able to dance to my Scandi
music. Be there at 5 o'clock, but you go on stage at 9.
Do I have to speak Zulu?
So if I'm going to be there from 5. You pay for my time. I'm not somewhere else.
Yeah.
Then also the 50% deposit where they go, why must I pay 50%? Because you need the date booked.
I feel that you experience a lot of dumb people in your life, specifically you.
I think maybe they think...
Like attracts like? What are you saying?
I'm the stupid one. What are you trying to say?
Why are they always asking you these questions? Like, why are you only judging? Like, who would ask that question? Do you know anybody?
White people.
Dave's friends.
Or maybe you know a lot of white people, eh?
So you think so darker people just get it, like guy charging 50 grand now.
And then they go, yarr, that's a spoose. Let's phone someone else.
Oh, by the way, we can swear. Wow.
No, you don't have to. Your people from your office are listening.
Yeah.
So, and the Ports Authority.
So that I was shocked to find that these people posted me on the Instagram and they even boosted the post. So hopefully I'm going to get
But that's what I saw and I was quite impressed.
Are these Playbook? The Playbook people?
Playbook Hub. So they'll boost your post. They also like if you download the app or even if you just start following them on Instagram.
But putting
they will
the word
start
hub,
liking your stuff.
Putting the word hub at the end of something makes it sound sketchy though.
But it also makes it sound like a hub in Durban. The hub was a really like a weird poor man's Woolworths.
Playbook is a hub. Not in Durban, but...
You know. Grew,
I'm watching How I Met Your Mother again, talking about playbooks.
Season 1.
Oh, that's right, because he's got
three now.
He's got the playbook.
Barney Stinson, yeah.
Who's got a nice voice? Have you got a good voice, Eric?
I got a great voice.
We have an actual live read. There's a movie coming out, so just if you want to just put your...
I'll read through it first before I do the read.
Oh, shit, we're getting paid.
He's got a good voice, but he can't read. Damn it.
He can't butt in, so this is...
What are you looking? Are you looking for like the ETV voice, or are you looking for the...
What do you do?
Just next summer.
I can do either.
Just, are you ready to
just
do
the velvety voice.
Oh, how it ended.
Eric, are you ready? Wait, I'll just do some...
I might fuck up, but it's okay. I got
in your own voice. You don't
I got this.
No, do it nicely, please.
I'm going to do the voice. Okay. I'll do a voice.
1, 2, 1, 2.
During LA's most violent riots, two brothers attempt a bank heist that goes wrong. With the cops hot on their tails, they make off with no loot and head out to Hotel Artemis, a secret medical facility for criminals. Run by the nurse and her hulky aide, Everest, the Hotel Artemis has three simple rules. No cops, no guns, no killing the other patients. With a guest list that includes a femme fatale assassin, an arms dealer, and a last minute check-in by a guest known only as Wolf King, it turns out to be a busy night at the Artemis. Starring Jodie Foster, Sterling K. Brown, Dave Bautista, Dave Bautista, Hotel Artemis releases nationwide today.
Like that sounds like a cool movie.
Contractually, you have to say every single
which,
one.
Which riots?
I know. Just cost
the LA riots, the Rodney King.
I think so. Right. Wait, when does Venom release? Oh, no, got you.
No, man, isn't Sigourney Weaver in this thing? Oh, no, that must have been
Jodie Foster. And Dave Bautista, he's doing
a better job.
I saw the
trailer. I want to hear Rich do it.
Yeah, Rich
do it. The whole thing or just the whole thing?
Just give us something nice.
Just do enough, yeah.
I look at colored people showing off they can do
it. That'd be fun.
Don't ask any stupid... all the white people, please don't ask stupid questions after this.
When is it coming out?
What's your rate for reading?
I saw the trailer for this thing. It's actually cool.
I haven't seen it.
It's like a hospital for criminals, and no crime is allowed.
Oh, I see.
That's what right.
So it's like a sort of neutral area. It's where like, go to
it's
be
a
fixed.
It's basically a rehab.
There's a movie
where do you go if you get shot in a bank heist? You should go to the criminal hospital.
It's like,
don't come lie next to me when I'm having my gallstones removed.
It's like that's what happens. It's like the John Wick movie. It's the hotel.
Oh yeah. That's the movie I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know.
Rishi, are you ready?
Oh shit, I forgot. Let's put the
bag. You forgot. In that few seconds.
Can we hiring big voices?
I know once we hit the off ramp, we're gone.
You do it in proper movie. Can you do proper movie voice?
Hotel Artemis. During the LA violence, LA's most violent riots.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
Do it in your own voice.
You next, eh?
Yeah, you next.
Okay, wait. We'll get back to technology.
I'll do the first one.
Two brothers attempt a bank heist that goes wrong. With the cops hot on their tails, they make off with no loot and head out to Hotel Artemis, a secret medical facility for criminals. Run by the nurse and the hockey aide, Everest. The Hotel Artemis has three simple rules. No cops, no guns, and no killing the other patients.
No ifs, no buts, no coconuts.
Starring Jodie Foster, Sterling K. Brown, and Dave Bautista. Hotel Artemis releases in cinemas nationwide today.
Okay, we're just gonna say we're not getting any more live reads.
This is their first paying show. First time they generated income, am I wrong?
Oh, I don't know if we did that badly, but people know about Hotel Artemis now.
Yeah, they know Hotel Artemis.
I mean, I've got Hill Street Blues playing back.
At which cinemas? All cinemas nationwide.
Yeah. It comes out today, 3rd of August.
Cool.
Yeah. No, but for real, when does do you guys
did you
know
hear
when
the
Venom
story?
Releases?
Did no, you but hear Sohail's story where Sohail's a doctor, right? And he was
people
treating
are dying while he's
yeah,
doing
people, people are dying while
and then he's dying. They were treating someone who got shot and stuff. They were treating this person, and when the people who shot him found out that he was being treated in the hospital, they came after him and killed him in the hospital.
Oh, when was that recently?
Like maybe this year.
And also
in Alex.
Alex, Charlotte, Mike, all of them.
I read this. No, actually, I literally did this.
It's not the hospital's job
Sohail
to be security.
Sohail was there.
What, 15 O's came running in or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like,
hey,
the guy we tried to kill now?
And yes, kill him.
Then
and
they say, okay,
him.
It's fine. Like, what you going to do? You're going to fight them for a guy that might die anyway.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't fight him for a guy that was well and very.
She really
just had a sore throat.
Who him?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you're looking for Denzel.
You're making our job a whole lot easier.
Yeah. He's there with us. You go toenail like I was here for the. I want a panada. I'm leaving.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Take you around the back. The morgue is around the back. Just take you in.
Think about that for a second. That is a mind shift. It's like doesn't make sense in your world, and yet that happened. Sohail was there,
yeah,
and he's like, "This is not happening. It's
I'm
surreal."
Thinking, yeah, it's but surreal.
So no, it's Sohail.
What you said, right? Sohail.
Yeah.
I wonder if he was
comedy boys.
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, so listen.
One day, if
so, Playbook Hub, and then there's another one that I found, which is American, but they have got representation here, which was called Special Guest.
I'll look up.
Oh, is that also a talent?
Gigster is weird because have you ever Googled how many things you exist on?
Yeah.
With my name spelled completely incorrectly. So I'm on entertainment, whatever it is.
Did you realize
David
Levinson.
Levi.
What does your surname mean?
Levinson.
Yeah, what?
Son of
Man
of
War Levi. Yeah.
No, it's actually S-O-H-N is kind of the son. Not the same way of spelling it.
So I when I read your surname yesterday, I thought it had something to do with yeast.
Wait, no, but yeast. Why are we reading your surname yesterday?
When he asked me to come through.
Like, I know you're wild, but I gotta read your surname one more time.
Oh, let me.
I gotta read
the
surname.
I thought it had something to do with yeast. Oh, and it's so cool that you, like, make beer.
But Levinson's leaven bread.
Leaven and unleavened bread.
No, it's Levi's son. It's Levi's the tribe. Son. The tribes, there's 12 tribes of Israel.
Of Levi. Oh.
No. Levi was.
I
one
know
of them.
The Levi, and
but it wouldn't Samaritan. Be because actually not. It's actually from Lithuania, which was Lewinsky.
Lithuania.
I like rugby.
Deep red man.
Have you been doing gigs, Ryan?
Yes, I did.
Listen, Ryan doesn't
gig. Ryan did a gig last night.
Hey, yes, I did. Where did you gig? Where did you gig?
Full stop?
Okay.
Where did you gig full stop?
How did Milton do? Milton like sent me a message saying, hey, thank you for putting a good word in for me. I'm like, bruh, I don't remember.
Who's that. Milton? Milton's that
the Indian guy.
Yeah. But will you put a good word in for me?
Almost said
things. I would. But what? Sorry.
You can say it.
No, it was my first 15-minute spot.
A proper paid spot.
50, not paid. First 15 minutes. See. It's the longest I've been on stage.
You
and
did
it
the same
really
set
well.
Like 3 times.
Yeah, I just did 3.
So it's the longest you've been on stage. Is that what one of the? That's what one of the audience members said.
Yeah, felt like eternity. Is I think quote unquote.
I got a. Did you get a? Did you do the comedy basement at all?
I haven't
any
done
of the shows?
Yet, no. I haven't done it.
I didn't see any colored.
Did you see? There was no. There was English.
Kevin Kelly.
Don't give us people, bro.
Yeah, please. Gav needs to.
It's not fair, colored people, to hold our own.
And Eric's fair enough for all of us.
Did you? What was the vibe at that thing? What was the deal? They had an Afrikaans show, a Pedi, Koza.
Koza.
Did you think they wanted a colored show?
Official. It's
maybe he's
going to
do a colored show. I
don't 11 know. Official languages. Actually, he did
no,
have,
he did
he, no, no, he did.
A,
yeah,
show.
He did have colored people on the lineup. They just didn't rock up.
Who was it?
Alfred.
Oh,
yeah, for the Afrikaans show.
Oh,
and then he called me. Then he's like, "Can you?" Then I
was
like,
"Was mostly embroiled."
I didn't know.
He was embroiled in
I'm
a. It didn't feel like it was like you really had to do the language that you were assigned to do.
No, you're supposed to do the language
because
assigned.
Some people Antwana and they were on Antwana lineup.
See, but now you're just splitting hairs.
How do you know?
Like you can find out if someone is Antwana or not.
Cruz.
No, but these guys
don't get Cruz. He was embroiled, man.
Wait, let's see who was on African show, and I'll make an example of someone.
Alfred,
no one.
Alfred does African.
Angel,
Chris Farrell.
Angel does Angel do African?
She's from Cape Town.
She's from Cape Town.
She quoted.
No, that doesn't mean anything.
I don't think she does African.
I'm pretty sure she does African.
What are you doing?
He's showing you a version of saying no on the microphone, so people get it that he's going.
Left and right.
Okay, anyway.
But I think Sifisa did a good thing there. We're trying to do a club that didn't work for the Goliaths.
Yeah. He's going,
let's get my people to do their things.
Yeah, and that's...
Did you know he had critiques in the audience?
Yeah, that's...
Oh, wow.
Did you know
that?
I wasn't able to call.
Yeah, I was in Mauritius. So I couldn't make it.
Oh, sorry.
Were you buying sneakers?
Yeah. I was buying Louis Vuitton.
Were you really?
Yeah, well, I was a claimer on Sunday.
Mauritius eBay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was
eBay.
It one of those Kulula packages? How did you do it?
I went on Air Mauritius and I came on SA.
No, I mean like Kulula has like packages as well.
Yeah, that just says Mr. Durban in East London.
We international, baby.
I never go over.
Clearly, you aren't on the mailing list. Clearly
I'm not going to go over water in a Kulula
in
and
a Kulula plane. Yay.
Only inland for me. I want to land on ground, not in the water, doggy.
Okay.
So did you know that you had critiques at the comedy club?
Critiques.
With a Q, brother.
There's always critiques. There's not always critiques.
A critic
is after the show like, yeah, you were okay.
Next time you should do this.
You must do comedy, man. You look funny.
Your jokes are cack. But it's
like
fine, you try.
The other three homeless guys outside the box on Sundays, the one lady that will come and critique your show, even though she never saw it.
Then one homeless guy is always at Kitchener's, he's always at the box.
That's quite a walk.
No, he walks, bro.
But you know, some people mistake hipsters for homeless.
In Mabuning, it's quite hard, eh? Are you at the box on Sunday?
I am. I'm on the poster twice.
What does that mean?
So he's doing 8 minutes.
Are you doing Afrikaans? Are you doing Afrikaans?
No, I'm doing the box on 25 this Sunday.
Yes.
I'm on the poster twice.
That's weird. Did you know that?
You don't believe me, I'll show you.
You read
read, my man.
I read my name and my surname.
The thing is, I just remember people going, yo, do you want to be on the lineup? And then I memorize the date. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll do your
during game. LA's most violent riots, two brothers attempt a bank heist that goes wrong. With the cops hot on their tails, they make off with no loot.
And you're the worst.
And head out to Hotel Artemis.
You're struggling. Okay, let me go.
Yeah, you must.
You want me
you
to do a sentence?
Yeah, I'd like you to finish your sentence. You could still go 3 months on parole.
Okay, cool. There's the poster with my name on it twice.
So is this, you think it's a mistake? Or are you doing
it's
two
not
gigs?
A mistake. I'm doing first half and I'm doing second half.
But then you must ask them to get paid twice.
Yeah, you will.
Which one are you? Definitely. Are you Emilio Tobias?
0 times 2 is still...
Yes. 0 times 0.
I think it's 0.
So, okay, wait. So are you ready?
Okay. Zero is a powerful number. During LA's most violent riots, two brothers. I'm not supposed to do an accent. I'm not supposed to do an accent.
Why are you doing an elder's accent?
I'm doing my own voice. It's my own voice. You want me to sound. You see, colored people laugh at you for not sounding white. No. This is the day.
No, I'm laughing because you said Osh.
During LA's most violent riots.
Go for it. Go for it. No, that was
did I say Osh? Who said Osh?
He said Osh. Okay.
You do the colored, I'll just colored at the Adlibs.
You might do the flakes in the background.
You lie.
All the calls. It's calling all the Owens to come out of the houses.
I lie to you.
During LA's most violent riots. Two brothers attempt to bank a heist. You guys are, you messing in my mouth, bro. You messing in my mouth.
We're in this shit, man.
Two brothers attempt a bank heist that goes wrong. With the cops hot on their tail. They make off with no loot and head out to Hotel Artemis.
I don't know.
A secret medical facility for criminals. Starring Jodie Foster.
She's a hot one, that one.
Sterling K. Brown.
Big muscles.
What's this guy's name?
Andre.
Sterling K. Brown. What's his name? The brother that betrayed Wakanda.
Everybody.
And Dave Bautista.
Dave, I love Dave.
Is that the guy?
Dave Bautista.
Dave Bautista. What dates? Can tell him what dates?
You must start using your middle name. That's quite a lucky way to say your name. Like
Emilio Sean Tobias.
Emilio S. Tobias.
Oh.
I'm not allowed to say the Sean.
I don't like when you have to introduce a comic and he's only got one name.
Now you must just stretch it out.
Yo, what's your son, MG? Everyone just calls me Shu.
Give it up for Shu.
And also, but it doesn't have enough syllables.
No.
Some people stay away from your surname. I know, like, that's what you prefer, but most people.
No, but just as an MC, it's hard to go. Like, it's easy to go, Dave Levinson! Or Emilio, there's always
A
next level.
And but now you can't go.
Was talking about that the other day.
Let's make sure noise for Dave! And if you're like, is it time to clap? Is it ready? Are we ready?
Dave, who?
What's his surname? What's his surname?
Green!
Everyone's like, my name's not Dave Green. Like, yeah, that's your first gag. Well done.
Making a joke.
You started strong.
So here's the crit.
I'm listening.
If you want to hear what this
is. Is this an official?
Is this Suzanne's?
No. Are you ready?
Review.
So don't get me wrong. She's okay. Freedom of speech. But what it?
What's happening?
Is there music playing in the background?
What if it's said at the expense?
This thing is not. Here really we go.
At the expense of someone else's private parts. I'm finding that the line between making a joke and the right to opinion is currently at its thinnest.
Right,
she went to the next show.
No, she went to the English show.
Who is she?
Fine, I don't know.
Is this Suzanne Detoit?
Can you please read it in your proper critique voice?
She's cool, but let's hear.
But what if it's said at the expense of someone else's private parts? I'm finding that the line between making a joke and the right to opinion is currently at its thinnest. And for comedians, the art of balancing it all has become harder than ever. What this ultimately means is that maybe comedians should be digging a little deeper to breathe new life into a genre that is frankly long past its sell-by date.
Private parts, digging deeper. Really?
What genre is this?
After some thought, I too decided to dig a little deeper, leaving with a memo of a different kind. It read, start learning other languages so that you can listen to hopefully better jokes.
That's a bit weird.
That's a buzzkill.
Oh, I'm so glad I wasn't invited to perform.
But Suzanne like usually doesn't give like negative reviews though.
Who is that?
It's like she's a journalist.
She has a blog.
She has a blog as well.
Can you hear someone speaking on
our line? Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Georgine's.
What is it?
The people.
It's your laptop.
It's not.
Black Ninja.
Black Please. Ninja?
That's what she calls herself.
Who's talking on our podcast in the background?
Oh, what if those are like military?
They're listening in.
Oh, no, sorry, that was me. Yeah. It was me. I saw something was playing on my phone.
Oh. So it's you the whole time.
That was random. Classic Eric. That was random. Eric.
Do you think that's okay to do that?
Yes.
At a professional podcast?
Very, very okay to do that.
So then here's another thing.
Yeah.
Do you do your own invoicing?
Do I? No. I don't.
How do you get paid for your gigs?
I just go, yo, pay me cash.
It's a very effective.
Put it.
Brian, you haven't been paid yet.
Put it in a
Only time I've been paid, it was in the parking lot, and they're like, he has money. Oh, that sounded suspect.
You've never needed to make
Was it the money. Worst guy?
We're not there yet. It was the worst guy. Okay. Yes.
Emilio, have you, with your rate that's on Pornhub?
My
what is it called?
Ah, Pornhub book.
Not that funny.
Ah, shit, that's funny.
No, my girlfriend does those things for me. I wanna, you know, I want her to.
Family
when
business.
When I get big enough, I must be free.
Okay, so she's doing. She'll do your invoicing, takes the phone calls. Have you got an agent?
Nah, I still do the all the back and forth, okay. The speaking to people. But she does specifically my business.
All right, Rishu, have you got an agent?
I did used to have one, but at the moment I don't have an agent.
Do you like do different phone numbers in a different voice and people call you? Yeah, I reach Lou. I say, reach Lou Inc. Incorporated.
I say, hello, yeah, can I speak to? I'm like, oh, sorry, and I go,
good afternoon, you're not speaking to Byron?
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 I am Rishu's agent.
Yeah. I charge you. Byron.
So you actually get an extra 20% then for yourself.
I charge myself.
Then, and you say, where's Rishu?
That's what Glenn Bowie used to do, bro.
He put on a voice.
Someone told a story of how Lira used to do that with like 5 different email accounts. Accounts at lira.co.za, bookings at lira.co.za, and she'll man all of them.
So you get 5% on each one. I can't get hold of it. Hold on, let me phone the other phone. Hi.
Yeah.
Did you get my email? Yes, I got your email.
But I think it's
eventually
important.
She's talking to herself. I think I just booked myself for myself.
But it's important because now when you need to like chase people for your money,
yes,
you don't want to be the one doing it.
That's the thing.
So you do it on behalf.
But that's kind of the only reason why you'd have an agent. They're the bad guy. No, they're not the bad guy. They'll talk you up, so they hype you. Because it sounds weird when you hype yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm really, I'm the guy for the job, yeah.
Or like, Dave Benson has done this and this.
He's done this thing.
It's very,
he's done,
it's,
he did it's the, very he strange. Did the comedy, what was it called? Where was I?
The basement.
Comedy basement. And apparently, you know what's weird is, I try not to swear, but if I talk about an article that I read in the newspaper about a man who stole cow eyeballs in his bum, then I'm going to talk about it. So she found that vulgar. So now you're actually stuck between...
Oh, this is all about you.
Oh, but guys, I was there, bro.
One time.
Who made the genital joke? And what was the joke? Can you remember?
That was the genital joke.
Everyone.
Could have only been that one.
She said Glenn Biederman Pam provided some relief with his genuinely funny slapstick performance.
Genuinely funny.
His set which he's performed. So he was genuinely funny. Gavin Kelly stumbled through his set.
Sounds like Robin.
Remember Robin?
Until he found a
reviews.
Floating turd in the public toilet. Female body parts seem to be the thing. Because then
you were talking about the guy in the Free State.
Yeah, exactly. He stole clitorises. I didn't make that up.
What?
Yes, Robin.
Yeah, like,
damn it, read the news.
When
damn
did
it.
You get a TV, right?
Now you hear
all pixelated
out loud. Yeah, it's too many pixels. I couldn't watch it.
Is that a nipple or what is
Nina Hasty also spoke about her aging vagina, so I think the critique just got angry with a lot of us talking about our body
vaginas
parts. But I kind of like it's the comedy sort of vibe of that place. I don't want to be doing corporate comedy in a club.
But why would you go to the comedy club and say that everyone said vagina?
Like
it's a body part. I don't know, when did it become a swear word?
Yeah.
So you're trying not to say fuck.
But so what was the joke about it?
There was no joke. The fact is that I feel that everyone's got a limit.
But I can.
And that's what the joke was.
I can agree on some level when a specific topic can get tired.
On the night.
If
too many people talk
like
about it.
Like if you're going to do dick jokes and then you do dick jokes and I'm like...
The market saturated.
But then if you're the host of the evening, you can turn it.
Yeah, I can do a vagina joke just to switch
it.
So who was hosting? Was Fiso hosting all of these?
No, Sevilla doesn't host. He just, whoever's their host.
He's the boss, bro.
Oh, okay.
He's the boss. So now listen, I want to talk about things that we're going to phone some
guy
some people.
Who are we last phoning? Night. Some
phoning
guy.
Martin Evans.
Some guy at Radizio's last night just asked me if I was nervous and then didn't continue the conversation.
Were you at Radizio's?
I hosted last night, yeah.
So he said, after you did your show, he said, were you
the
nervous?
The show was blazing. Like from start to finish, that was dope. And then afterwards he comes to me and he's like, so were you me, Bangadi, Dube, and Krai?
Is it?
And then what happened?
And then he's like,
hello, there's Martin. Say hello, Martin.
Hi, Martin.
Hey. Martin,
hello. You're so crazy. Martin, Emilio, Tobias is here.
Hi, Martin.
You got an Emilio there.
Joey Emilio.
Do you get confused with him?
One person did, only once.
What do they think?
But like, I feel like me and this guy have like an unspoken rivalry. I don't follow him on Instagram, doesn't follow me. We don't have time for each other. Like,
fuck him.
Like,
listen, you're speaking to someone who's been introduced and paid as Martin Davis. Right, no, but he's Martin Davis.
But Martin Davis, he's funny.
That's funny. That sounded just like him. He can do his jokes as well. We know them well
enough.
What
you do for a living, fucker?
You fucking wanker.
Okay, wait. So now, we're talking about technology and stuff. Can you give us a Cape Town roundup, things that are happening? Jaws is back.
Yeah, well, I just went off last week and did a gig for the first time in ages at a pretty unique space that Cape Town's running. There's a place called the Comedy House in Steenburg.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. It's dope.
Keenan Surf.
Keenan Surf's gig, yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally somebody's lounge.
And just when somebody is saying, like, hey, you know, like, you can, I'm not, this is not a criticism, but, you know, Regan Allen gave me a lift into the show, and he just left the Baxter, which was, what, 600 people or so that he played to, and then we went off to the Comedy House, which is this tiny, tiny, tiny community space theater that's pretty much almost entirely self-funded, what have you, and it had Hearth and Joy and Love, and it was great.
That's cool. I think that's what we were talking about now, is like, we got to find new markets, because if this critique is saying that we're doing the same jokes and it's been done, we got to find new places and new spaces to do our stuff. And when you go to a gig like that and you see that Love, you suddenly go, okay, fuck, this is lekker.
I think Cape Town has more gigs than Joburg, huh?
At the moment,
yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Simi RF had been down recently, and I think he'd recorded, I don't know if it was so much his podcast or a bit of a one-man show.
Okay.
And he did it in that space, and I tell you what, I'm not suggesting that you can't go and film in Montreal to do Netflix, but you can create your own special in a garage above, or in a room above a garage in Steenburg if you want.
Yeah, that's right, because I'm not going to do the Netflix special, so I'm into this garage vibe.
You have a nice
me.
You can do your Netflix special in there.
Yeah, and Martin, you have a nice rooptop. I've seen it.
Exactly.
Let's do it. Let's get there.
So listen, do you want, with the guys, Richard, have you done Martin's podcast yet?
No, I haven't.
What's it called?
Rants with pants.
Fire.
Do you have to wear pants?
What with pants? What?
Rants.
Rants.
Don't. Rants.
Rants with pants.
Rants with pants.
But I do follow him on social network, and I watch his life, like the beer and the bicycle and the haircut, and I'm amazing. With you, Martin.
And the groom moustache. Rishi's with you, by the way.
I'm with
He's
you.
With you.
Yeah.
So Martin, tell us what technology has helped you gain your following.
Well, I wouldn't say technology has helped me gain my following, but it's helped me in a hell of a lot of other areas in comedy, right? So just... if someone was ever saying, what does a comedian do? It is other than sit around, smoke marijuana, and drink lots of coffee and do nothing else. There are times and places where...
Who are you talking about? Talking about Paul Snodgrass again.
Yes, exactly. But, like, you know, in the last couple of years, more current context, there is a discussion going on with the Cape Town Comics at the moment regarding fees and rates at some of the other clubs and how much responsibilities they have in the running of an event. And we're getting told, as an example, that a venue in Cape Town wants to pay their in-house designer 4,000 rand a month to do posters for comedy for the month, right? 4,000 rand would be more than, probably double the budget of what they're probably paying the comedian. So it's like, if we talk about technology, we end up having a discussion, and you can almost end the conversation with www.canva.com. And if you cannot create a poster on canva.com for free, quicker and better and faster than these shit designers that are taking our money, it's like, if you're not...
Wait, I take offense to shit designers.
Oh, you're a shit designer.
You're a perfect example. You've got your background in design. So whenever you need to do something, you thought ahead, you do it yourself, and it looks professional. For many people, up until just recently, there was only a few folks who could do that. And having a designer was a fixed cost in running a gig. You know, a few years ago, you had to have a sound engineer there.
I have a designer.
Nowadays, you can sit and walk on with your phone, play the music. You know, we've changed our sort of environment.
Exactly. Like, what they pay any other person is none of my business.
We're not talking about payments.
He's talking about the 4,000 or whatever, and comics are getting paid so little, but a designer's getting paid. You have rights to play that song.
You don't have rights to play that song.
Let's have respect.
So now, hang on. So you guys had Comedy Con come to Cape Town recently.
Yeah.
Did anyone bring it up?
Did anyone bring that up? Because, I mean, I would say I would rather have a dedicated designer that comics could use. But you're saying it's for one venue.
It's for one venue. One venue in town wants to pay someone $4,000 a month to do the design. Look, yes, I didn't get to go to Comic Con. I was asked to do one of the panels and discussion on it, but I was fortunately filming this American TV show, so I was off two things. I couldn't attend.
Come down with me, all stars.
Come down with me, all stars.
I've been waiting to say that thing the whole time.
Emilio watched that episode. He thinks you're a fucking rock star.
Me too. I watched it also.
The episode is fire, man.
No, Ryan said, it was a colored guy that put the, and Emilio said, it's not relevant.
But what a fucking cunt.
Which was an asshole, bro.
But that guy was a chop.
I liked him, bro.
Okay, he liked him. But now, Martin, you are busy doing other things other than just comedy. You're going to be editing and filming some stuff as well. Is there something on your phone that you would use now for spicing a little clip?
iMovie.
Well, Actually, yes, because, you know, everyone moans about how much you need to buy a fancy, powerful computer, etc., to do editing. And, you know, I've got fast Wi-Fi at home, and I can literally link up via Dropbox and Wi-Fi to my files, edit on a laptop, or just do it on my iPad. And the quality of video that I just produced some stuff for a client for a beer festival. I won't say which one.
Okay. And you can say which one. We don't care.
Beer Fest.
Okay.
Shooting some stuff.
Wow.
Beer Fest.
Could have guessed.
And went through CBC breweries, interviewed the guys. You know, and like, this is the thing. I never thought I was going to be a cameraman, filmmaker, whatever the case is. But it's so much more fun. It's so much more fun to be able to do this stuff without... Yeah, I go off and I shoot on a big TV show or some fancy commercial with huge budgets, and they've got all the gear. And you look at it, and you go like, there's about 90% of the people there are redundant. It's almost like, well, why do we have three people bringing us tea and coffee and a guy holding an umbrella? Like, this is why these things cost so much money. Okay. You go out now, and with my basic kit that I have, if there's any reason to go and say that, like, you know, a few years ago, again, too difficult to make and produce your own sketches without having a production team behind you.
Yeah.
But right now I sit with lights, cameras, editing.
I studied those things as well.
Lights.
No, we've
cameras, lights, yeah.
The whole enchilada.
Why don't you put out any, do you, and I don't see it?
Well, no, he's not doing it. He's got a studio. Are you going to start filming some comedy sketchy type clips?
Well, I'm in the discussion at the building, and I've staying at the moment on one of the other floors below that's taking over some office space. And it dawned on me that it's not that expensive. And, you know, instead of me just going, well, I'd like to shoot the sketches that I'm in, but I'd quite like to just shoot the sketches, maybe be a bit of a director slash writer, a creative control of something.
And then you've got some stuff in the pipeline that we can look forward to.
Yeah, oh, man, you know, there's certain things I don't want to do, certain things that I know that other people are keen on, so I'm keen to help them. But at the moment, it's, you know, like we had this meeting with the Comedy Central head who came down to discuss some things post Comic Con because he couldn't make it. And, you know, he gave us some great ideas and such about, you know, the idea of basically stop making your own shit and stop making excuses. And I think at this
That's
point,
exactly it.
We yes, do have we platforms to get out
we
there.
We only have until 10, Martin.
Yo.
Hey,
we don't have until 10. Martin, we have to call you back for next week for our Cape Town roundup. So Emilio.
Oh, is that a roundup?
Yeah, okay, I want you to do a roundup.
Yes, report. Sorry.
No, but we do. We're expecting some sketches from you. If you got your studio and you're using Cape Town Comics, we want to see some stuff on the tubes.
Sketch it up, man.
Well, I'm not going to really use Cape Town Comics at this stage. I'm going to make my own stuff. They can go buy their own cameras.
There you go. Fuck them.
Yeah.
On that note.
If they want to come chat to me, I'm available at a fair corporate rate.
I love it. Martin Evans.
Thank you, Martin.
Say goodbye, everyone.
Martin.
Bye. Cheers. Say goodbye to Emilio Tobias.
Bye, Martin Evans.
No, I'm saying we're saying goodbye to Emilio.
Your time has expired.
So we're gonna have to find stuff that makes us better comics, because when I look at a critique like that,
yeah,
and then I see did they get it? Is What's that the first basis? Time they came to comedy?
The basis of that is basically what I can read. It's just the material. She likes Glenn because of the music. That's Glenn because
but you see Glenn is a very slick set because he's got that set.
The one about
so you get a critique who likes to see a comedy set.
That they did that bit about like they stole my house and that type of stuff.
They were doing stuff about with his girlfriend thought he always said he was gay.
Oh yeah.
So that's a set.
Glenn in the closet.
Yeah.
All right. So that type of thing.
Yeah.
But like people.
So some people like to see the set.
Like it gets too much. Like every time people want to tell us what we can and what we cannot say.
Absolutely.
Right? Like now comedians can't test boundaries. Like that thing that happened with George at the box that time.
George Kuda.
The one at the
Kuda.
Girl.
Yeah, like you went too far. I agree.
Yeah, but he said the funniest thing though, bro. Okay, he did go to focus of a woman and body shaming, right? But he said the funniest thing.
It was basically a rape joke. Nah?
Yeah, he said. But the first thing he started off was good. He said to the girl, "Yo, your boobs are so amazing." Like he's looking at him, he's like. Like, if I had a car, I would... He's like, no, your boobs make you want to buy a car. Take out the airbags, put your boobs in the dashboard, and drive around looking for an accident.
Okay.
I didn't cool, man.
No. So that's kind of...
And from there, it went down.
No, but that's kind of on a roast battle. That's on a roast battle level.
Funny, because like, yeah, I just have an accident, and like, boom, no, you in my face, and like, and it'll be a
so then he actually should have clapped the and
The one I remember
out.
Is yeah, when he said, my dick is so long that when I pull out, it's going to go...
Yeah.
Yeah, but he went hard in that chick.
Then he went out. I kid me, he went too far.
And that chick puts corporate gigs for comics.
Yeah, she
is
does.
It? Yeah, bro. So anyway.
I don't think you'll get any.
It's not cool that, like, now all of us have to watch what we say. We can't test boundaries.
No, we've been watching what we say.
No, like, you wanna push boundaries, bro. Yeah. You, like, always wanna just be in the safe zone.
Which boundaries? You obviously have to keep away from, I guess, rape. Rape is a good one to keep away from. Racism.
Yeah.
Like, it's now, you see, like, racism, né? I can speak about racism. I can make fun of racism.
But don't be racist.
But don't be racist. Do you get what I'm saying? So now when I'm pushing a boundary, some of the stuff I say might sound that way.
But that's what happens. The thin line, that's where the thin line comes.
But the thing is, your boundaries and someone in the audience are different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With Trevor getting into trouble doing Aboriginal reference in 2013 and someone digging it up, that's where the problem is. So someone saying comedy dies as soon as you start dissecting it and questioning things. Yeah. On the night, the people laughed. The comedian's job is sometimes to take an ugly thing and make it funny. So we often have to take the rap. Like, I've got to take a critique of going, was it wrong of me to talk about real things that happened in the world? And my whole joke about it was the absurdity of how we see things. We just walk past them.
Yeah.
Because that thing in the hospital with Suhail, that was reality. Slap me in the face. So when you try and make it into, you got to try and make it into comedy to survive.
Funny, but yeah.
It's not funny when the guy's putting cow eyeballs in his bum, stealing them from the abattoir. It's not funny when a guy
stealing
involved in...
Oh, human eyeballs. I just about cow eyeballs.
No, they are cow eyeballs.
No, they are cow
And then the clitoris one is a muti... Oh, abattoir, is based on muti murders and the mutilation.
One, the eye one is really funny, bro. Right off the bat, it's funny. Like, it's...
And it's also funny because he made a soup out of it. And then the guys, you drink the soup, but it's part of the 5 minutes of comedy. It's not, but we have to do that as comedians. Yeah. You have to take the
social commentary.
So now, when one person goes social over the line, now none of us can try anything.
But you know, it's also weird. It's like when you dissect it, like David was saying, because when I first watched Jamie Foxx, remember Jamie Foxx had that one when he came to Africa? I forgot what the special was called.
The nose through the bone. Bone through the nose.
And he does it like at 12:15, they break it down. Then he does like a whole lot of Africa.
Oh, yeah.
And he landed there, he had to exchange his nose for a new nose and all that shit.
Yeah, so
and when I first watched it, I laughed and laughed. For like a year, I think, I laughed every time. And then one day, I just was like, hey, fuck this
but
guy.
That's bro. Called self-realization. You're going, it's only offensive now when I became more knowledgeable. Anyway, we got to go. Ryan, can you say goodbye to the people, please?
Cheers, everyone. I'm Ryan Holiday.
And you...
Emilio Tobias _ on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
All right. And your name is?
We spoke a lot about technology today. I'm Rich Lubonwe, Rich Lubi on social network, and Rich Lubonwe at home by my mother's house.
My name is Dave Levinson. I'm on with an H somewhere in there. Well, you can call me Dave.
I'm www.ericjghansen.com. Just do the thing. We'll see you again just now. Love you. Bye.
Domains now.
This is CliffCentral.com.